Let's talk, because it brings me into your current relationship with Sinn Féin. Because some people would conclude that the DUP makes a very big effort to talk out of both sides of your mouth. And you start at Stormont. You say that the relationship with Sinn Féin is much better now. We see Arlene and Marty having photo ops at the White House. And then I see your campaign leaflets. At this election, keep Arlene as First Minister and stop Martin McGuinness. So which is it?
Yeah, well,
new partners in government or stop the bogeyman? Well, which is it?
I've got that leaflet in front of me. In fact, I've got my own election leaflet, which I'm going to leave with you because I think you are a voter in my constituency, Stephen. We make absolutely no apology at all. We understand the nature of politics in our community in Northern Ireland, that we have a divided society and that we're going to have to work together if we are going to make progress in this land, to bring jobs, to grow our economy, to get better education, better healthcare. But that doesn't mean that we compromise on our very different positions and our very different visions of Northern Ireland. You know, Arlene has a very clear vision for Northern Ireland, which is I've seen very clearly in her 5-point plan for Northern Ireland. She wants a strong and stable Northern Ireland. Sinn Féin have a very, very different vision for Northern Ireland. And we make absolutely no apology for highlighting to the general public that is, and the voting public, that they do have a very different vision for Northern Ireland, and they would take Northern Ireland in a very different direction if they were in the position of First Minister.
If just two people, says your campaign leaflet, in every 100 change their vote from the last Assembly election, Martin McGuinness could become First Minister. Keep him out. Is the sentiment behind this? Keep him out of what? First Minister and Deputy First Minister, they have exactly the same power, don't they?
Well, I think that this is an issue which does come up on the doors. People are concerned about Martin McGuinness and Sinn Féin getting into the driving seat in government in Northern Ireland and becoming First Minister. You know, I think it is, we have a country where even though there's a fragmentation in the unionist vote, there will still be a predominantly unionist assembly after the election.
Does the First Minister have more power than the Deputy First Minister?
I tell you what, if I came back here on the 6th of May after the election and Martin McGuinness was the First Minister, his party, Sinn Féin, had won more seats than the DUP. You and others in this building would be heralding this as a sea change in politics in Northern Ireland. This was republicanism on the rise, and clearly, you know, the results will not reflect that, I'm sure, because the unionism will still be the biggest.
The question is
biggest section of the assembly.
The question is, does the First Minister have more power than the Deputy First Minister?
Well, it isn't an issue of whether they have more power.
It's my
or
question.
Not. With respect,
about a politician answering a question.
With respect, it is not an issue about whether
it's my
it is
question,
more power
Simon.
Or not. It is the First Minister and a Deputy First Minister, which is denotes the seniority of one position over another. And particularly,
does it?
It does in terms of, you know,
Arlene Foster's more senior than Martin McGuinness, is she?
Well, certainly. In respect of, you know, one comes before the other whenever people are being introduced or they're going to the White House, you know, internationally, you know,
So they're not going to the White House as equal partners?
But they're certainly going to the White House together, and that's part of the job.
Are they equal partners when they go to the White House?
They're going to the White House together to do a job for the people.
You're ducking that question too.
They're going to the White House or wherever they go to, doing their job for the people of Northern Ireland. But, you know, particularly externally outside of Northern Ireland, the people don't recognise the subtleties of what might legally be the case. They will say, well, look, that's a First Minister and that's a Deputy First Minister. And
I'm wanting you to clarify for the record, so I'll go back to my question you ducked just a few seconds ago. I've asked it twice, I'll ask it for the third time, because this is important. Because, you see, you talk about all this in your campaign literature, which is why I want everyone to have clarity. Does the First Minister have seniority over the Deputy First Minister? Does she have more power? Yes or no?
It isn't an issue of seniority or more
it's
power.
It's my question.
Or less power.
Why are you ducking it?
The issue in the election, I mean, this is an
say
election.
Say yes or no. Go this on. Is, be a politician that says yes
this,
or no.
This is an,
does the
this
First is, Minister have more power than the Deputy First Minister?
The core issue in this election is who will be First Minister after the election.
That's the core issue, is it?
Arlene Foster or Martin McGuinness is the choice for First Minister. If you look at any opinion poll and you look at anything that is any of the commentators want
my
to
goodness.
Say, that is what the choice is coming
wow,
down to.
Wow, so that's the DUP's priority now, is it? Well, the core issue in this election is who's the First Minister. So it's not saving our kids, it's not health, it's not education, it's not all. The core issue is a title for the DUP, is that right?
I've got a manifesto here, right, which for nearly half an hour now we haven't really talked about a terrible lot. But in this manifesto, It has a positive. It has a positive. Well, that's from campaign material. This sets out a positive vision for Northern Ireland. Ireland has a 5-point plan for Northern Ireland, which is to bring more jobs, better paying jobs, protect family budgets, raise education standards, prioritise health spending, and investing in infrastructure. Now, you can't do that unless you win the election. And that's what. So, winning the election is important. I know there are some who want to create this mystique that winning this election isn't important. There is nobody fighting any election or involved in politics anywhere in the world who would tell you that not winning the election is something that is. Winning the election or not winning the election is an unimportant issue. It is a critical issue. And it doesn't matter about the issues that you're raising are not. The important issues in this.
Why are they on your election material then?
The issue here is
stop Martin McGuinness becoming first minister.
The direction of Northern Ireland.
You've just
is
said the core issue.
It is
a title. It is the core issue in this election.
This issue comes down to a choice, and we have spelling that choice out very clearly for people in Northern Ireland, and people know that is a choice. And that's what people are saying to me on the doors. They understand that this is a choice, and it is about the direction of travel for Northern Ireland for the future. And I am pretty sure that if Sinn Féin won the election and Martin McGuinness was first minister, that this would be heralded as some sort of sea change in Northern Ireland politics and utter change in direction. And that's what I and my party in Ireland and many other people in Northern Ireland don't want to see happen.